Skype Cthulhu presents a special Halloween season actual play, Halloween in Dunwich by Oscar Rios. Printed in the MU monograph, Halloween Horrors, and revised for Call of Cthulhu 7th edition. Published by Chaosium. Presenting our players. Corey is the keeper of arcane lore. Ernesto is Edward Derby, the student. Gail as Donald Sutton, the future artist. Ryan is Gordon Brewer, the future farmer. Scott is Alice Sanders, the future occultist. And Zach as Gertrude Gertie Pope, the future hobo.
Yeah, we are playing session two of Halloween in Dunwich by Oscar Rios. We have one less player this week, but it should be awesome. Looking forward to it. Actually, if you guys want to introduce yourselves again, just remind us who your character is, that would be great.
All right, my name is Gordon Brewster, 13-year-old child of a farmer.
Okay.
And I carry around an axe because I've seen some very, very strange things happen in this town.
All right. Okay. Gertie, how about you?
Oh, Gertie. Gertie is an odd girl who has a tendency to kind of wander off both mentally and in person. Awesome. And very, very pale girl, a little bit, you know, strikingly odd looking, but she tends not to care too much, but she is still an oddball.
And platinum blonde hair. And what, you got very the true. Soft, I think you have the soft blue eyes, right? Or,
I think eyes. So. And some combination of atypical features. Very pale and odd looking.
Great. Awesome. All right, Alice or Donald?
Donald, go ahead.
Yeah, no. Don's a good kid. Basically all elbows and knees right now. Well-intentioned and awkward. Yeah, not that much else. He's
okay.
He tries his best.
And he's an artist. He's a very
and he's artist. An artist. He has the soul of a poet in his 11-year-old body, or however old he is.
Last week,
11,
it just wasn't going his way, unfortunately.
So. Nope. But that's how it is. For
play
a poet,
that anger.
You know.
Play that anger. Okay. Cool. Alice, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. Alice is a Alice's girl with somewhat of a dark past. Her family owned a fishery, and one of her favorite people in the world was her aunt Margie. One day, when she was walking through an alleyway, Alice was grabbed by a man who began to molest her. She just so happened to have a family fish gutting knife from the business in her pocket. She grabbed it, and things happened, and Aunt Margie found her, and they took care of the situation and said they'd never speak of it again.
Oh.
Wait, is this too revealing?
No, that's fine. I mean, if you wanted to reveal it. I mean, also, we got metagaming, so, you know, I mean, people don't have to know this. But it's No, it's totally fine. I mean, maybe
she loves trashy romance novels, and, just so happens to make sure she's protected at all times, and she really misses her Aunt Margie. her mom said she was going away for a while, and she never found her.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry, I thought I told you guys that last time we played.
Okay. Well, I think if you remember last time, you guys had just gone in for the dinner, and you guys are all set at the the children's table. There's a delicious thing put out here. We have some roast goose with all the fixings and some pies, cakes, and puddings for dessert. It's very interesting. Your other cousin, Edward, is with you. He's looking a little bit strange at this point. So why don't you guys do a...
What do you mean by strange?
He's looking a little bit weird, like maybe a little bit like what the parents were looking like earlier. So why don't you guys do a either a psychology or a power check, one or the other.
Okay. All right. And then he's going to roll for me next.
Oh, it's sure. A D100.
No problem.
Oh, yes. That was a regular success.
That's good.
Never mind.
It's pretty easy. You see Edward is just kind of sitting there, and he's just kind of his head, his little noggin's waving back and forth, and he's like, oh, Miss Maureen, she's going to think I have a nice, dapper adult, I'm sure.
So I'm going to walk up to him and grab him by the elbow and just give him a good solid shake.
What? What's the matter?
So Gertie managed to get a 14 out of 75 on that power roll.
Yeah. So you're just super, super successful. He's pretty drunkish. And you can basically smell his breath. It smells like some of that Applejack might be on his breath.
How old is this kid?
He's like 9 years old.
9 years old, Edward?
As long as he can see.
Yeah, and Donald's going to walk up to him and just grab his elbow and like rattle it.
What? Come on, Alan. Come on, Donald. Why are you doing this? Oh, I don't feel so good. Yeah, I'm okay.
Buddy, you don't look so good.
You should probably go lay down, Edward.
Well, I can't read books all the time, so I just wanted to...
Ed, buddy, come with me. Maybe we should, Gertie, can you get him a glass of water or something? He's not looking so great.
Okay, I kind of noticed, and I'll wander off and try to get a glass of water somewhere, wherever is convenient.
You need to get him a trash can.
Yeah, it's totally okay. You definitely could get that for him. Actually, most of the adults are pretty drunk at this point, so no one's really noticing the state of poor little Edward.
Are we inside or outside?
How are my parents looking?
We're at the table, yeah.
Inside?
They're laughing inside. Raucously. This is more... happy than you've ever seen them.
Is it kind of odd?
Yes. How happy are we? Too
odd.
They're in pretty good spirits. I don't want to say they're dropping over drunk, but they're definitely
okay. We're just having a lot of fun. Okay. I'm just gonna go get a trash can and put it right next to where they are at the table, like where Edward is, just in case.
Okay.
Maybe we should just take him to the bathroom.
Hey, Edward, Mom.
To the outhouse.
Mom, Pop, are you?
Yes, dear. We're having a good time. We're talking to our relatives.
We're having a good time.
Just play with your friends. Yeah, we're gonna have ghost stories in a couple in about an hour.
You've never told me ghost stories before.
We actually do it every year.
Good to know.
This is a big thing. This is like Grandpa Silas's most favorite time of year is Halloween. Great Grandpa Silas, excuse me. But he is very excited about you guys start telling ghost stories about 9 or so, and then you tell them all the way through to the witching hour of midnight. And that's a big thing in the family. So, but your parents are like, we're gonna have a great time. Oh, it's so nice to visit Grandpa Silas's farm.
I'm gonna go I'm actually going to go up to Silas and tell and just like be like, hey, Edward's not looking so good.
I'm sure he's fine.
Going to try to sneak Edward out. I don't want him to get in trouble, so I'm going to try to
okay, Silas, so we'll say he's a pretty alert guy. He's like, he actually sees him, and he's like, he had a nip of that alcohol, didn't he?
Yeah, sounds like it. Looks like it.
Oh no, but just a little bit. He's fine. We're just going to go sit out back for a little bit. And I'm going to support him on my shoulder and try to, like, haul him.
Actually, he's kind of, he's looking away, and he looks at you, and he kind of winks, and then he puts a, you know, does the silent symbol, like he's not going to tell anybody.
So okay.
He's okay with it. He's
thanks, Gramps.
Great grandpa.
So. I'm not sure that's actually, like, great grandpa-ing, but, like, thanks, Gramps.
That's a knee-slapping grandpa right there.
This is a farm in the 1920s.
So I'm pretty sure everyone's drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Gertie's, I think, still getting water.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Like a
daisy. You keep hearing him just saying stuff like, oh, Cousin Maureen, she's so pretty. So
yep,
pretty.
Yep, she sure is, Ed, buddy. Okay, come on.
Well, I think he done lost his mind.
No, he's just drunk.
Well, I'm hungry. Hey, I want to get some of that cake.
We'll get you some cake. Come on, Ed. Come on. Well, let's just go sit outside and look at the sky for a second. And once we've looked at the stars for a little bit, I'll get you some cake, and you're gonna feel fine. How are you feeling right now?
I feel okay. I guess my stomach's
kind of weird. You feel okay? Yeah.
Kind of weird. My brain is buzzing.
Yeah, I bet it does. I bet it is.
I don't think I could even read right now.
No, probably not. Let's just get you sitting down. Depressing. No, like you're gonna be fine. It's
wait,
gonna
I got
right
my
back.
Book here. So
why don't you just sit down with me?
He takes out his book and tries to read. And
what
no.
kind of book are we talking about right now?
Well, that's a good point. One sec, let me get back to you on that because he has on him. Oh, you know what? I put him away. I'm sorry. One sec. It is. It seems to be an older book.
Ed, buddy, where'd you get that?
It's one of my dad's. It's one of my dad's books. He has it in his desk.
What's it about?
I borrowed it.
What's it about?
Okay. Yeah.
It's called Beatus Methodivo. It's a Latin occult book.
You read Latin, Ed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does your dad know that you borrowed that book?
And he goes, shh, no, don't. Don't.
Keep it down.
Well, what's it say, Ed?
It's just things, mysteries.
What do you mean, mysteries?
There's a lot out there in the world. There's spirits everywhere, and there's ghosts, and people can cast spells.
Oh. Can you cast spells, Ed?
No.
Are you sure?
Someday. Maybe someday. That would be fun, wouldn't it? And
what
kind of he gets kind of his
I guess
his geek rage in there. He's like, that would be great. I could send all the bullies away. It would be great.
Oh, he's tortured. Boy, who's bullying?
But he immediately he tries to read like in the and he's like, oh, it's too dark to read. And they're swirling all over the page, and he like slams the book and puts it in his pocket.
Gertie, don't you have a flashlight?
Is it dark in there, or is he just saying it's too dark?
No. Well, we're outside now, right? I mean,
yeah, and it's light out. So
No, it's we're gonna say it's night. Evening at this point. Yeah, it was.
Oh, is it evening?
Yeah, it wasn't pretty dark out. You do see the wind is kicking up a bit, and you know, you hear the leaves fall, you know, rustling in the trees and falling down. And,
could a spirit be what's in the attic of that house? Because I remember there's a house you're gonna explore.
We should go check in the barn. Let's go look in the barn. They don't even know we're out here, guys. Come on, let's go look in the barn.
Yeah.
What do you mean go look in the barn? We've got a book of real life spells right in front of us right here. Why are we looking in any damn barn?
You know there's something in that darn barn over there, guys. Come on now.
Yeah, but who reads that?
You want to go look in a barn when we have a book of spells right in front of us?
I'm checking my sheet. I don't think I read Latin. I mean, I'm okay with reading it. That's fine. We can read it.
Ed, read the book to us, right? We'll find you some light. Gritty, don't you have a flashlight on you? I thought you had a flashlight on you.
No, I don't feel like reading right now. And I can't translate on the fly. Not in this condition.
But spells, right? That's real spells in that book.
Well, I don't know if they're spells. I'm just reading stuff. No, it's an
uncultured. Pretty sure he just said it was talking about magic. I don't think he said there was actual spells in that book.
Yeah, I'm just learning. I'm just learning.
Tell us, is those spells?
No, this is just about things and witches and demons and. And there's, you know,
yeah, it's talking about magic, y'all. That ain't even no spells in there.
It talks about spells, but I don't think there's any spells in here. I'm just trying to learn. You gotta crawl before you can fly, right?
I guess, but that's real then, right? Like what we're hearing from you, so that magic is real.
I think so. Yeah, I think it is. And then he like closes his eyes and he does the drunken head nod. And he's like, I'm hungry. Let's go back inside.
We'll get you some food, Ed. We'll get you some food. Just like focus on me for a second here.
Okay. What's up, Donald? What?
Is there
he's looking straight in your eyes. He's like, what's up, Donald? And his head's like wobbling back and forth.
I'm gonna take his head in my hands and like stabilize it for a second.
Oh,
have you done magic, Ed?
No, I know it exists.
You've seen magic.
If I could do magic, I would show you in a second. But I don't.
You know. Would. You don't know. Okay.
So, I've never done it.
Okay, Ed, maybe we should get you some food, huh?
I think so. I think that's a good idea.
Okay, maybe we need to get you a sandwich?
I want some of that goose.
I'm about to say this.
We'll get you some goose. It's going to be good. You're going to feel great. Just, yep, and some potatoes.
So are you guys going back in?
Why don't you just walk back with me? I'm just going to prop him up and start walking back towards the house. Cool.
Well, and you can just tell, like, the entire family is just having a great time. An absolutely great time. You just start... are you sitting down and eating, I guess?
Yeah, sure, I am.
Okay.
I'm not particular... Don, at least, is not particularly hungry, but he's going to be sitting right next to Ed.
Sure.
And he's going to actually, like... cut some of his food for him.
Okay, that's good, because he's kind of like playing with his potatoes and
Don's gonna make sure that Ed gets some actual nutrition into him.
It's like, I'm gonna learn a whole lot, and I'm gonna show a cousin Maureen what I can do. I know it.
Yep.
I'll be impressed.
Yep, I hear that, Ed. Here, why don't you have some of these potatoes?
While they're doing
good,
that,
right? The potatoes look good. You want to just up here comes the train. Here it comes.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to, I'm going to wander. Okay. I'm going to like kind of wander around the house, see if I like, just to see if I can find anything. Because I mean, everyone's busy. Everyone's obviously, you know, having a good time. It's a good chance for me to learn something.
Oddly, he actually, your mother sees you and says, oh please, God, Alice, please, sit down. We're having a family dinner here.
Okay, cool. Hi, Mom. I sit and I start eating.
Thank you for being a nice little lady. I really appreciate it.
Gertie is just going to start stuffing her face.
Of course she is.
She is suddenly very hungry.
Yeah, so you guys have an excellent dinner. There's a lot of laughing all around. You're getting, at the end, you're getting cakes and pies and puddings. And, it's really a great time. It's just, it happens every year that everyone loves this party. And so, about an hour later, you guys all are full. Your bellies are full. You see that Edward is a little bit more quiet and hiccuping to himself. You see Great-Grandpa Silas, he takes out his pipe from his pocket and he packs it with his tobacco. He's like, takes a couple tugs off of it, and he says, it's time for ghost hours until midnight, children. Let's all gather up in the living room.
All right!
All right, ghost stories!
This is literally my favorite part.
So, and it's,
you
and
can't
it's crazy
scare me, cause... Grandpa Silas, I promise. You scared me last year, but now I'm big.
I don't know, Donald. We got some good ones. I'm going to tell you what you never heard before, child. It's going to be great.
Yes. Right on. Let's do it.
So, actually, you know, at this point, you know, usually the women folk would be putting away the dishes and everything. Every year, this does not happen. It's like, they all sit down in the living room and everybody's excited. There's a couple more jugs of moonshine going around. Excuse me. Some of the men are getting some chewing tobacco out and, spitting in a platoon or in a cup that they have next to them. And you fill up the couches, armchairs, and rockers. You make a semicircle around the brick fireplace. And they actually have the children just sit in the center of the gathering on pillows so you can see Grandpa Silas and the rest of the stories right up close. Great-Grandpa Silas is in his favorite rocking chair right next to the fire. For several hours, they are telling ghost stories. The whole Morgan family, which you are a part of, obviously, they all live across Lovecraft Country, and there are plenty of strange stories. And you kind of wonder, is this something that other families in your respective towns actually hear about usually? Or are they all just making them up? You do see that Edward is kind of quiet and looks a little pacified, I guess. And then it's right before midnight. It's like 5 before midnight. Great-Grandpa Silas leans forward and he's like, okay, it's my turn, children. I'm gonna tell you a good one. And he takes a couple puffs off his pipe. And he's like,
and tonight we've been hearing lots of stories. All of them good, all of them entertaining. But how many can we say their story is true? Not many, I gather. How many can prove their story is true? Even fewer, I'm guessing. Now, my story can do both. It's true, and I can prove it to be so. When in this very house lies some of those possessions of the Witch of Altar Rock, including a black dagger which he used to offer children up as sacrifice to the dark forces, pushing them to get into our world. Now, when my father was alive, long before any here was born, he told me this story. The family's been passing it down ever since. When I was just a baby, living in this house, which my grandfather built with his own hands, I went missing. Now, first off, I couldn't yet walk. Second, it was night time. And lastly, it was Halloween night. Snatched out of my crib, right from under my Ma and Pa's nose. How he says? Well, I've been carried away by evil spirits, taken to my servant of the Dark Lord himself, and I was kidnapped by the witch, Walter Raw. My daddy, he didn't just know what to do. He had no time to spare. He gathered up his five brothers. One, Uncle Jonas, was a preacher. They took up their Kentucky rifles, the good book, and a couple old trusty hunting dogs and set out to track her down. The trail led into the woods, the very woods behind where my cornfield now sits. They say that evil spirits rose up to try to spook them, but our kin has made a sinner stuff than that, ain't we? Yes, sir, the Morgans always had a nerves of steel, and let's hope they always do. Anyhows, into the forest they went, following the dogs to a place deep in the woods up on the hill. There was a set of boulders sitting there, one of them covered with carvings and a flat top. It was a place they all knew about, a place you can still find if you're brave or foolish enough. The place is Altar Rock. That night, there was a bonfire set up, and there I was, laid out on the table, surrounded by jack-o'-lanterns. Why, you say? Well, Uncle Jonas always said because it was keeping the evil spirits at bay, because my soul was to be offered to something else, something far more foul. The witch was there, beside me. Beautiful, they say she was, with eyes glowing in the night. She took up a dagger and raised it far above her head, calling on the dark demon to save her. Our kin shot, just in the nick of time. That witch went down, calling out for her master. She lay dying. Then, something big and dark and evil, it came out of that woods. My pa and his brother shot at it. The dogs attacked it, but it just kept on coming. All seemed lost, until that witch drew her final breath. Then, all the evil she conjured up went with her when her soul got sucked into the pit of hell. The evil spirits, the dark demon, they all faded away like wood smoke on the wind. That night, something else happened too. Two people who suddenly went blind and another who went mute were suddenly cured. You see, they had been cursed by the witch at Altar Rock. Anyhow, they took me home and warned everyone to stay out of that forest near Altar Rock and never to go near there on Halloween night. But you know, people, some had to see for themselves. Folks went in there. Not all of them coming back. Some who returned, so they saw something up there. The ghost of a beautiful woman coming towards them, arms outstretched. You see, such a dark soul isn't even welcome in hell. Devil spit that witch back out, and to this day, a ghost haunts the woods around Altar Rock. You don't believe me, you say? You're thinking for seeing yourself? Well, like I said, I can prove the story is true. Upstairs in this very house, there's...
And at that moment, clock strikes midnight. And,
okay, that sounds fine. That's going to be a fine thing. Everything's going to be okay. Yep.
And you kind of see everybody starts yawning and rubbing their eyes. And all of a sudden, everybody has pretty much fallen asleep.
Grandpa Silas? All
folks, back to Silas. That was sitting there.
Grandpa Silas?
Alrighty.
What were you saying? I'm going to nudge him. Gramps?
Yeah, so totally Gramps? Just
I don't think he's waking up.
You look to the side and little Edward is also fast asleep.
Aww.
Wait, didn't they all drink that mead? That Applejack?
I know my daddy can hold his liquor better than that.
Who gave them the Applejack?
That woman. That our cousin.
Where is Maureen?
She's our cousin. You don't
cousin think Maureen
yes. did something wrong.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just asking where she is.
Yeah, as you look around where the room, there is no cousin Maureen. And you did notice that you didn't see her during during dinner either.
That's really weird. I bet you if we go looking for that dagger, we're going to find her. Let's go.
You think Maureen did something wrong? Because that's what I hear you saying, and I don't believe it.
I haven't touched any of the stuff that she brought. I didn't trust her the second I saw her.
Well, Grandpa did say that he had poop upstairs.
Should we go up?
I've never met a cousin Maureen before.
Well,
you better go check this out.
I certainly do not have a switchblade on me, just in case.
And I certainly do not believe I have an axe on me.
Well, you do.
Yeah. Actually, as a point of role-playing order, everybody was the only one that didn't talk to Maureen was Alice. And everybody else, you got some very good vibes off of her. So you can disbelieve that. It is a strange set of circumstances here. You try to wake up your parents. You try to wake up the cousins. You try to wake up Edward. And everybody is just really fast asleep. And they are drooling and snoring. It's pretty crazy.
And it all happened at 12 o'clock immediately.
Right, yeah. As soon as, by the time that the chimes had rung 12, everybody had fallen asleep. And was either snoring or breathing heavily. So,
cousin Maureen, what did you guys think about her? I didn't really say much to her.
No, she seemed nice.
She's our cousin. What are you saying? She's family. What do you mean? What did we see about her?
Well, what I mean is that everyone who drank the Applejack is asleep, and she's not around.
Well, sure, that's the thing that happens, though, right? Like, the grown-ups drink, sometimes they fall asleep. That's normal, right?
Not at the same time. No.
And plus, getting good vibes, I mean, like, if you guys liked her, I mean, if she had cast spells to make people deaf and mute, don't you think she could cast spells to make people like her?
Well, what do you mean? You think Cousin Maureen was casting spells?
I don't know.
What are you talking about? Why would she do that?
I don't know why it's clicking, but when Grandpa talked about the witch and she was beautiful, I remembered that Maureen is beautiful.
She sure is. Yeah.
Kind of went together. I don't know. I'm probably I could be wrong, but I think
Maureen's real beautiful. Right.
Oh no! I know she's beautiful. I mean, I could be wrong about her being a witch, but
I don't know why you think she's a witch. She's not a witch. She's just beautiful. She's beautiful and she's family. And I don't like the things that you're saying about her. And I, why are you saying these things?
I'm just gonna go upstairs because they don't let us go upstairs normally. And Dirty just walks upstairs.
I'm with you.
They're all asleep now, so we can do what we want.
Don is actually getting ready to square off. Like, he's...
Well, I want to go see Grandpa.
He's, like, squaring up his tiny artist's shoulders. And he's facing off. He's ready to defend the honor of Cousin Maureen.
Excellent.
Cool. Well, that's okay, Don. You can stand here and defend her. We're going to go upstairs.
I don't like to hear you saying these things about her.
I didn't like her.
She's good and she's beautiful.
She's all right.
Yes. Alice might be a little bit jealous of her beauty. That's all.
But that's it. Even though I am, I mean, for what, a 12-year-old little girl, I mean, I'm going to be a heartbreaker, so.
All right. Well, you guys, you start walking upstairs, and you have been up here a couple times, but not often.
John will trail after them eventually. Like, if they're just going to he's getting ready to fight, and they just like turn away and walk, like he's gonna follow them. That's fine.
You guys head up the stairs, and you see a couple doors around. There is at the end is the closed door, which you know is Grandpa Silas's room. There's a couple bedrooms and like a selling room on the side.
Hmm.
A sewing room or selling room?
Sewing. Sewing slash, I don't want to call it a hobby shop, but, you know, basically where, you know, he does different things.
Oh, yeah, I'm opening that door.
That works.
The, like, hobby shop door. I'm opening that.
Okay. Yeah, no, you look in there, it's, you know, you see that there's materials for different, you know, maybe he's a leather worker as well, so you see some stuff for that. You know, just basic, this is his little workshop type room inside the house. And, you know, this is probably where his wife, before she passed away, used to while away a lot of the days working her magic with the clothes.
So if it's a leather working shop, I'm expecting that there's probably going to be, among other things, like maybe a soldering iron and maybe like a little bottle of acid somewhere.
Hmm. Okay. Actually, do a luck check on the acid. Soldering, there's no electricity. So...
Okay.
Oh, I see what you mean, but
that.
You're saying like a heat. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you're saying like heat it up in the fire and okay. Okay.
Something
so you got,
like
you,
that.
What was your luck roll?
My luck roll was a, hold on, I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
Ooh, an 11. I'm so lucky.
The lucky 11. She finds a soldering.
Yeah, you are. You're able to find
electricity. What?
Some acid that it's mild stuff, but it's definitely it's for etching and that sort of thing.
I'm just gonna tuck that bottle into my pocket. I don't know why I'm doing it, but it just feels like the right thing to do, and I'm gonna do it.
Okay, sure. Okay. So sorry, Donald is poking around in the room. What is everybody else doing?
No, yeah. I'm going to go in Grandpa Silas's room.
Ooh, I want to join him.
Yeah, let's go in Grandpa Silas's
room. Grandpa Silas's room, too.
Yeah, we're all going to go in Grandpa Silas's room.
So, ditching Donnie again.
Oh, oh man, you guys. All right, that's fine.
I'm going to yell back, hey, Donnie.
No?
Come on.
No, I'll follow them. If they call to me, I'll follow them.
Yeah, I called to her. I'm like, Donnie, where are you?
Thanks, bud.
You're welcome.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so you get up to the door and you try to open it and it is locked.
Can the acid melt?
No, man, we're not trying to get caught.
It can stain the carpet, but no, it can't. No, nothing. Okay, so it is locked. It's locked up.
We want to go that way. I got an axe.
No.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay. I mean,
hey, I'll bet you Grandpa's house has a key on.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Let's go get it.
Dude.
Well, I'm going to look around up here for a key while you guys go down and check him.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll stay up here with, what's your name again, Ryan?
Gordon.
I'll stay up here with Gordon. Donnie, mm-hmm. You and what's your name? Jack.
Gertie,
you guys go downstairs and check Grandpa.
Okay.
We can do that. Yeah.
And,
all
Gertie,
right,
come on.
There's another open room upstairs, right, Corey?
Yes. Besides a couple bedrooms.
Okay, we're going to go into one of
them. Where are you going to go into the bedroom that looks the most fancy? Because that's where people hide things.
All right. Well, actually, they neither of them look very fancy. They're nice, but they're not fancy. Yeah, you're welcome to do a search roll.
Okay. What's that?
Spot hidden, I guess, is what I should be saying.
Spot hidden. All right. I've got a. I have 40. Wait.
All right.
What's a 10 to 3 on a D100?
What's that?
A 10 and a 3?
13.
13.
Oh, 13. Okay, cool. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep, so 13.
Yes, and I rolled a 25.
Wow, these guys are good.
Yeah, cool. Well, you do, you're kind of shuffling around the bathroom. You do find a straight razor in there. That the grandpa uses for shaving when he needs to. You do find a box of matches are sitting in one of the rooms next to a pipe and ashtray. Mm-hmm. And you do find that there's the normal you like find a. I'm trying to say linens closet there. It has a whole bunch of linens and towels and stuff like that.
Yep. Makes sense.
Okay. Oh, and also, I guess we'll say that there is also in the woodworking room, there's also, sorry, not woodworking, the leatherworking room / sewing room. There are some scissors and also a hammer.
Okay, well, we grab all of that and just put it in a little pile next to the door.
Okay.
Just to,
why are we going to grab all of
Why not?
I'm carrying an axe. Are you going to carry it all?
Well, I'm putting it in a pile next to the door just in case we need it.
Okay. I mean,
go ahead and write that down. Go ahead and write that down. So,
razor and hammer.
Okay, so you guys go down to see Grandpa Silas, and everybody is snoring. Everybody's out. There's been no change. You do kind of go through Grandpa Silas's pockets. You do find his full pocket of silver dollars, which is interesting. He's got about 6 left in this pocket, and then you do find that he does have a key in his pocket. Which looks to probably be to that room.
Yep, I'm going to take that key. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Security, I got it.
All right, so there you go. You have found the key, and everyone continues to sleep.
I'm also going to slip one of those silver dollars into my pocket while we're here.
Okay, you may do so. So stealing from Grandpa while he's passed out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. No problem. Yeah, he may not know.
Okay.
That's the definition of class.
Oh, this is clearly a classy family. No, I'm
clearly.
I got it.
I was thinking the same opposite thing.
To be fair, the artist is gonna need it.
Okay, so what do you guys do next? You guys have kind of ransacked the upstairs, haven't found a whole lot. You know,
so what'd you guys find downstairs?
Well, I got a key.
All right, that's exactly what we were looking for.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it in the door.
I click. All right, it opens right up. Okay. Yes, you open the door, and it is the master bedroom of sorts. There's a very nice old oak bed, which is sitting in front of the window. You also see that there is a closet. There's a regular dresser. There is a makeup dresser that a lady would use to...
Like a vanity?
Sure. Yeah, we'll call it that. Yeah, I know it's in here, but I'm missing it. Oh, women's dressing table is all they call it. So, yes, there's a women's dressing table there. Yeah, so what do you guys do?
Well, I'm going to go check out the women's dressing table.
Okay.
Go ahead. Grandpa Stylus, his wife is dead.
Yes. Go ahead and roll yourself a spot hidden.
We have a
28.
Ooh,
I am wasting
good.
All my good rolls.
Okay.
Well, not wasting.
Yeah, you're kind of looking through the dressing table and you see something. All the stuff is old. It doesn't look like it's been touched in literally years. It's got very dusty inside, but you do see it, you're moving one of the drawers and it wobbles around underneath you. So it looks like there's a false drawer in one of them.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and investigate that.
Okay. So you're just ripping out the drawer? What are you doing?
As in false drawer, what do you mean? Do I feel the bottom of it shaking as if I can lift the bottom of it? Like, is it the back of it?
The bottom is raised a little bit, so it's actually like a false bottom to the drawer. So underneath the bottom, which is kind of moving around, there's a compartment inside the drawer.
Okay, and I don't see any. How much space do I see around the edge of the drawer? Like, I know there's got to be somewhat of a tiny gap there.
Yeah. I mean, you could get something in there and get it taken out.
All right. I'm going to go grab that straight razor from the pile we made, and then I'm going to use that to see if I can't slide it in there and get and pry it out.
Sure. No problem. Yes, you do your little magic and you pop up something, and underneath it, there seems to be a rotting ancient journal. And on the front, it says, Journal of Maureen Whatley Morgan.
Is that a familiar name to us?
I'm sorry.
Maureen?
No, like, we know Maureen, but Maureen Whatley Morgan, like, is that a name we would know?
All I need is
yes. The Morgans is your family.
Uh-huh.
And you don't know much about Whatley. Actually, our cultist.
I'm the occultist.
What do you have? Do you have a cult? Yeah. You don't have much occult, right?
I might have it.
I don't.
No, I'm the future occultist.
I've got some occult.
Okay, yeah, I'll allow you to go ahead and roll it. Because you're a local too, and Gordon, if you have any, I'll let you roll as well.
No, I don't know.
Alice has.
Buddy, what?
I got a one.
Okay. Yeah, you do know that.
Oh my goodness, he knows so much about Maureen Whatley Morgan.
What? Mind explosion.
You know about the Whatley family, and basically that they have a very interesting past in terms of the occult and doing strange things. You've heard many ghost stories about them. You didn't hear many about them tonight, but the Whatleys in general have been here a very long time in Dunwich, and their line goes back a long way. They seem to be some pretty odd people.
So, well, this looks like it might contain some spells, so I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Donald.
Okay. Now, Edward's the one who can read it.
Edward's the reader, and he's asleep.
I know, but Donald was the one that was like, spells!
Oh, yeah.
Don was. So Don's going to gingerly, delicately, with attention to the anciency of the pages, start thumbing through it. What do I see?
Yeah, unfortunately, as soon as he picks it up, it just falls apart in his hand.
God damn it. But, he's being so careful.
Some of the pages, and actually it was also the Gordon doing it as well. I mean, you know, it's just that old. That's how old this book is. So some scattered papers have fallen across. And actually, you guys have a look at the Roll 20 now? Anybody?
I'm looking at Roll 20. Could you pull that up, please? Last game. Oh, wait. No, Gertie's right.
No, yeah, because it was on the X. You should be able to see it. So we will be able to see it once you start putting stuff up on the page.
Oh, I am still Reginald Thorne up here.
Okay, that's all right. Let's see here.
Oh, don't show this again.
Okay, so that's on Roll 20. I have just revealed one of the notes. If somebody would like to read it, or else I can, you let me know.
I can read it.
Yes, excellent.
Read it. Mm-hmm. Sure. Fears of death are no longer within my mind. The pain and suffering that brought me to death's door will be only a memory. My master has consented to teach me yet another ritual, one greater than all the others. There is a price I must pay, a deep one, but one I willingly pay. I will mourn, cry, perhaps, but I will pay it, it is the same. I would fear for my eternal soul in paying this price, but the one thing I will obtain will make such concerns a thing of the past. One cannot be sentenced to eternal damnation after death if one lives a life everlasting. I shall be as deathless as the turning of the seasons, able to further serve my lord and master for all times. I must not fail. I cannot. The price of failing in this would be great.
Whoa, that's deep.
Yeah.
Those are some writings from her. And you do see another one sitting on the ground.
Ooh, okay.
That's legible. And you see that?
Edith spoke out against me in the marketplace. She claimed to see me meeting with a strange man in the woods while she looked for a lost lamb. Luckily, my husband knows of her spiteful nature, and I was able to convince him that her words were nothing but lies. Other whispers she does against me, drawing eyes to me. Her jealousy of me has been a thing I've put up with for far too long. Her husband has great wealth, her family, good standing. She thinks she can slander me, say anything she likes, and get away with it. She is wrong. Tomorrow, when she awakens, her voice will be gone, ripped from her and devoured by a spirit I have summoned. I'm certain her husband will speak out on the pulpit, voicing his suspicion of vile magics and witchcraft. I cannot have him stirring up trouble. I will give him a chance, one chance. If he takes his wife's punishment as a warning and heeds it, I will spare him. If he is filled with words of warning and damnation, I will poison him with the venom of midnight sleep. His sleep will deepen through the hours between midnight and dawn, death claiming him with the first cock's crow.
Okay. That does not sound good, guys.
Just throwing it out there.
So yeah, actually, you know what? That's pretty freaky. You guys realize the portent here, correct?
I couldn't hear you guys over me being right. What was that?
So I will say this is going to cause a little bit of fear in you, guy. Go ahead and do a sanity roll.
I can do that.
Oh, there goes my good rolls. I didn't make that.
All right, let's do a 1d2. So it's not a lot, but you feel you.
Ooh, I rolled a 90.
Okay. Yeah, I rolled a 75.
I'm 59.
We're not doing great at this.
So that freaked me the fuck out.
You are scared for their lives.
I'm sorry.
That was a very upsetting thing to read. I can understand that.
So, this is looking pretty serious here.
How much sanity do I lose?
You said 1d2, right?
What, 1 or 1d2? If you missed it, it's a 1d2. If you got it, it's just 1.
Okay.
So, So that's all you can really make up. Everything else has flaked away and just... It's kind of weird. As you read the pages, they just kind of... Now there's like no wind or anything, and they just kind of fall apart in front of you. And is it turning black around the edges? It's kind of strange.
And Donald, startled, actually just like lets go of the page as it starts to dissolve in his hands. He just drops it.
Right, and it just... turns into dust as it falls to the ground.
Hashtag creepy.
That's what you find in the ladies' dressing table.
So, anything else of note in the room besides the bed and the dresser?
There's a bed, there's a dresser, and there is a closet. Yeah, no, and I think that would be probably about it. There might be an armoire. I'll say that, too. That would make sense.
Okay, so guys, everyone's thinking it. I'm just saying it. We need to kill Marie.
What?
Marie?
Why do you think we need to kill Marie?
When was the last time you saw Marie?
You heard the freaking story? What happened when the witch died? The curse that was put on those people was lifted. If they're going to die by dawn because of this spell...
Well, we gotta go find Marine then. How do you suggest we find Marine?
Wait, why do you think this is Marine's fault? Why would this be Marine's fault? Marine is.
If we need to pacify Donnie, if we need to pacify Donnie, then we need to find proof that Marine is in fact a witch and this is a spell.
Why do you think Marine is a witch? Marine's not a witch. Marine is lovely.
Well, the fact that Granddaddy didn't know anything about her and he had one of her journals in his armoire over there, that kind of tips me off.
We don't know that that was the same Marine. That has to be a different Marine. That's a very old journal, and Marine is just a little...
But everyone fell asleep at midnight.
Yeah, and actually, you guys can do... well, how'd you do on your spot check when you did this? It was a 20.
I didn't do one.
I didn't do one either.
Oh, I thought you got the 28. Who rolled the 28 for the spot check on the...
Oh, yeah, that was me when I was checking. Yeah. I was checking everything but this room, though, because this room was still locked.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I just rolled a 30, though.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll just say...
I'm sorry. No, when I was checking the drawer.
There you go. Okay. I thought so. Okay. But what is your search? Is it like...
Spot hidden is 25%, I guess. I have nothing in spot hidden.
Oh, God. Well, you got lucky. You found the thing anyway. Actually, you did see that, there's a lot of dust. This has not been touched in years. And you can see that, like, maybe when you were trying to bring it out, it was actually pretty well stuck to the bottom. So it was hard to pry it out. And so you think that probably this has not been opened in God knows how long. So it's likely Grandpa never even knew this existed. Hmm. He inherited this from his parents, so.
Yeah, but. Witches live for a long time.
So, yeah. Well, I think Gertie's going to start searching through their armoire, other thing in the room, just to see if we can find something else.
Yeah, you do find, he has some of Grandma Silas's, great-grandma Silas's old dresses that he liked the best. They're hanging in there, and maybe some shoes. He hasn't looked at them in many years. They've been, they're just kind of sitting in there. One of his suits is in there. He's got like one suit that's very nice, and you can tell it's been patched and very old. But it's still very nice. So not a whole lot in the armoire, unfortunately.
Okay.
There's other things if you'd like. There's a closet, there's the bed, there's, I think, and dresser.
Oh, I'm going to poke around through the dresser, please.
I'll check under the bed.
Okay. You look under the bed, not much there. Actually, he kept it very clean in here, and nothing, it looks like it's been well slept, and, he was doing his stuff. So nothing under the bed. The dresser, go ahead and roll a spot hidden, I guess.
I will do that. Do, do, do.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, here we go. Ooh, nope. That is a no. That's a regular fail, not an extraordinary fail, but just.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It'll just slow you down. You're not seeing a whole lot. There's a lot of clothes in here. And once again, now you're seeing like maybe some of grandma's clothes were down below that were like 20 years old or more. So just looking through here, it just takes you probably about, 20, 30 minutes to go through all this stuff. And unfortunately,
everything in here smells like mothballs, everybody.
Yeah. Nothing. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So I'm just going to start rifling through mothball smell.
Yes. You find plenty of mothballs, I guess. I'll give you that. You find mothballs.
All right.
Okay. Is this the top floor of the house, or is it like an attic or something?
It is, and there's one thing left in the room.
There's a closet. We still haven't looked through the closet.
Yeah. So
I'm going to do that. I'm going to redirect my attention since I can't find anything in the armoire. I'm going to look through the closet.
All right.
Will also help.
Okay. So you guys are looking, and you notice that there is a loose floorboard in the back.
And, I'm gonna wiggle it.
Okay, yeah, it totally is removable. Yeah, you just it's like tongue and groove.
I'm gonna remove it.
Okay, so you pop that out, and there is a box sitting back there, a wooden box.
Well, I'm taking the box out and opening the box.
Open the box.
Okay, and actually, you know what? There was a smaller key on the keychain. So it looks like that's what opens it. So
let's try that.
It's locked, so you open it up. You're opening it in here, you're opening it outside, what is your plan?
I'm sitting on the floor of the closet immediately where I pulled it out.
Okay. You do pull it out, let's see, there is, you open it up, and you see a wicked-looking weapon. It's a knife, it's got the crisp blade or whatever, where it's like a wavy one, and, it looks black.
There it is.
Black, like the metal is black, or black like it's covered in something?
It could be covered in something, but let's see here. Yeah, from what you can tell, it is like black, like there's some sort of coating on it or something.
Okay, so not like there's something black that's like gotten on it. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No.
Okay, got it.
So let's see. Does anybody have any appraise?
I'm pretty sure I don't.
Yeah,
but I'll
probably not. But just
I don't know where a kid would get that. But
well, who knows? You're right. You're probably right. Okay. Give me. How would we do this? Yeah. Actually. Okay. So you guys, you're looking at the knife. There's also it's looks to be very sharp. And it has a black leather wrapping on the handle. You don't know what it's made of at this point, but it looks like it is black. Also, I guess I'll throw this out underneath. You don't just have to look at the silver dagger. There looks to be three black candles. They are short and fat. They've already been lit at one point.
Okay, that was my next question. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Actually, you can do a spot hidden.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Regular success.
Are you picking up the candles by any chance?
Yes, and turning them over in my hands and just...
Yep. So you're looking at it, you pick them up, and you feel there's like a little, they feel rough at points, like there's some sort of substance on it. And you see that there looks to be some sort of dried vegetable matter on the bottom of each of the candles.
I'm going to scrape at it with my fingernail.
Okay. Go ahead and do a roll or idea. Sorry, excuse me. A roll or idea roll. Do a knowledge or idea roll.
Okay. That's a yes. Regular okay. success.
So these look to be like, it looks to be pumpkin matter, like a bunch of strands.
Does
out of
it
a pumpkin.
Smell pumpkin-y? Interesting. Okay.
Is it interesting to you guys how all this is fitting together with the grandpa's?
What do you mean?
With grandpa's story? The pumpkins, the jack-o'-lanterns?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is nice. Pretty much what I expected.
It was just a story, though, right?
Nah, Grandpa said he could prove it now. See, he said that knife proved it.
But what he didn't know was there was even more proof, because, you know, in that book that he found, that we found.
Maybe he did.
Well, these candles were inside a pumpkin at some point. This is pumpkin stuff on the bottom of these candles.
Maybe we should go carve us a pumpkin.
We already did. Maybe we
should go put a candle in a carved pumpkin.
We did.
Silly girl.
Where are they?
Well, do you guys think that's a good idea?
Nope, not at all. Let's do it.
Now, the question is, guys, are we going to go find these pumpkins to use them, or are we going to try to stop whatever's going on?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Why do you think you want to put the candle in the pumpkin? Like, why?
I don't.
Why not put the candle in the pumpkin?
On the bottom of it.
Because it might be causing something bad.
But you like magic, right?
But Grandpa's story said that they were good. They warded off bad things.
But she also said that he was gonna get stabbed by a witch.
I don't want Grandpa to get stabbed, you guys.
Neither do I.
I don't want to get stabbed either.
I'd prefer that all the grown-ups lived, but you know, the story says otherwise.
I don't want my mom and dad to die.
Then let's go light us some jack-o'-lanterns.
You think that's going to keep my mom and dad alive?
Heck if I know, but it's our best option. Unless we go try and wake them up again. We can go poke
them. Is all one big joke?
No, of course it's not a joke. Okay. I'm with you. I'll take the candles. Let's go.
Where did we put our jack-o'-lanterns?
Yeah, where do we put those on?
They're out on the back porch.
Let's go get them.
Geter done. I mean, yeah.
Okay, and you guys do find some, you know, you already have found some matches, so you do have this to...
There we go, got matches.
All right, so I say we light one on the front porch, one on the back porch, and one in the living room where all the people's are sleeping.
I say we probably just put them in a circle around everybody, because they're all in a semicircle.
Mr. Ideas over here.
Just found it out there.
What would you think about only lighting up the friendly-looking jack-o'-lanterns and not the scary ones?
I would think that that's a bad idea.
But mine is making a scary face to ward off evil spirits.
Yeah, it scares them away. That's the point.
I'm totally getting the pumpkin that I won with.
Yeah.
Let's say we put the biggest candle in that one.
Keep going.
I'm okay with that.
We'll put the biggest one in there.
I'm going to beat you next year.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. Yes, the fantastic Gertie pumpkin. That was pretty bad.
Yes.
That masterfully carved pumpkin deserves it.
That's right. And we did say that you started doing symbols that you don't really remember putting on the pumpkin. You got it. Kind of went into a little trance. So sure.
All right. So let's go get the pumpkins.
Yeah, we got them.
You guys are sure about this?
Nope, not at all.
Nope.
If we're wrong, then everything is okay.
Well, honestly, if we're wrong, everything's okay. I mean, honestly, if you look at it this way, Don, we're protecting our families by putting these pumpkins around them. So what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah,
what do you mean, what's the worst that can happen? You heard the story. The worst that can happen is real bad.
We can, how about this? We put one of the pumpkins by them. They're all in the room together. We don't need... Yeah. How many of the candles do we have?
We have three candles, right?
Wait. Okay. Let's leave one of the candles and one of the pumpkins in here, in the room with everyone.
Okay.
And one on the front porch and one on the back porch, or do we keep one with us?
I still think we should put them in a semicircle.
No, we need them.
They're surrounded by pumpkins.
With us.
Oh, surrounded by pumpkins.
Grandpa said he was surrounded by pumpkins.
All right, we'll surround them with pumpkins then.
The question
is... We've only got the three.
We'll surround them with three pumpkins. Well, we have four because didn't Edward... No, wait, no, he kind of just like...
Three's not surrounding.
Actually, these already had candles in them, but they're, you know, you just found these black candles. So...
Oh, you found extra black candles.
No.
No, all you have is the three that you found. I mean,
the candles currently in the pumpkins are not black and right. Not particularly interesting in any way. Right. We're trading out the candles, is my understanding.
So we got rid of those ones. Right.
Okay.
So, makes sense. Yep.
All right. So where are we placing these pumpkins then, guys?
I'm telling you, in a semicircle.
How many doors are there to the room that everyone was in?
We'll say there's two. There's a front which goes out right to the front doorway, and then there it goes off the kitchen and dining room.
Oh, okay. That would work. And then put the other one on the opposite end.
Okay. You're lighting them up?
Light them up, up, up.
Yes, sir.
We're leaving two of them here. Let's keep mine with us.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
But are we going to leave this room? That's the question.
We can carry the pumpkin.
I know, but where are we going to go?
I think we should keep watch.
To leave this room when we do this, or should we just put them in a semicircle and be in the semicircle when we light them?
I think we should keep watch at the doors.
Okay.
I kind of agree with that. But the question
is... We think something's coming. I'm going to be there to meet it.
Well, what did we do with the knife?
Okay, so how about one of us stands at the front door and watches while the other three light the three candles in a semicircle around the sleeping grown-ups?
I think the one at the door should have the knife. Should we draw straws?
And I've got a switchblade, so... I mean, I don't have a switchblade, so...
Nice.
Okay.
I got an axe.
And I got a saucy novel, too.
All right, you guys, you know, guess a number.
Between
what?
Between 1 and 10. Guess a number.
7.
4.
8.
That's my favorite number.
It was 7.
You have the knife.
All right, guys, I'll be at the door.
That's so rigged. You could have just told Seth that afterwards.
we're gonna assume
you gotta trust me to be on. Don is an honest guy. Look deep into his eyes. He is an honest kid.
Okay, I'll accept it, but that's just too funny.
Always go with 7.
All right, so yeah,
it really was 7, by the way. Like, okay.
So what are you guys doing? You're gonna light up the pumpkins? And you're going to put them at certain places. And
Gordon is at the front door, just looking out there.
Yep.
Okay. Gordon, give us a yell if you need us, right? I'll be right here.
No, you'll hear me, I swear.
Let's see here. Okay, is somebody out the back as well?
I'll stand out back.
Oh, like okay, outside?
Well, go ahead and do a spot hidden, please.
Who?
All of us?
Yeah, whoever's in the back, I guess.
I'm taking the stance out back, so I'll do the, okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Nope.
Okay.
But is there a window nothing. From the living room where they're all sleeping out towards the backyard?
Okay. All right, well,
there are lots of dark shadows, and I can't see anything.
It looks very sinister out there. You the wind is cooked up. It's not great. And you kind of hear some moaning on the wind.
Okay.
So scary. Listen check to hear that moaning, even if I'm at the front door.
Yeah, we'll say you hear it too. There's some just a weird. I mean, it's got to be, you know, something. Just the wind is
guys.
So does the back door point towards the woods or the cornfields?
It's towards the cornfields and the orchard. Those orchard, cornfields, woods.
I think I'm gonna join Dawn at the back door.
Gertie,
go ahead and do a spot hidden as well.
Okay. That is a 7.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn.
Spot hidden.
You see.
By the way, I'm lighting the candles.
Okay. All right. You do see. Okay. They're all lit up. I was assuming you guys did that already.
Yeah.
You do see as you walk through that there is a kind of a mud room right off the kitchen. And that's where he keeps his gun rack.
I'm going to reach for Gertie's hand because I am freaked out.
So
we found the gun rack, is what you're saying.
You found the gun rack as you walk out the door. You think about it because you see...
Oh, wait. So our grandpa doesn't keep his gun secured properly? That's okay. It's fine.
Well, this is, once again, it's the 1920s.
No, okay.
Putting it in a gun rack was securing them properly. Because everybody
you should have a safe and they shouldn't be loaded, but nope, we're okay.
I'm gonna point this out to people. Maybe we should use one of these and point it.
What do you mean we should use one of those?
Just hold on to it.
Use them for what?
You see, let's see here. You see,
Rudy, do you know how to fire a gun?
There's two rifles. And then there is a double-barreled shotgun.
Gramps kept promising that he was going to take me hunting, but he hasn't done it yet. I don't know how to use any of these.
I've been hunting all the time now.
As Gordon knows, he's an avid squirrel and rabbit hunter.
I am. I would give it... Well, actually, I'm not even around you guys. You're at the back door. I'm, like, still in the room.
Yeah, I'm at the front door, actually.
Well, Cordy, there's some guns up here.
Go ahead and do a power check.
Who?
Alice, who's in the room.
Okay. Power, I'm at 72.
Okay.
Roll. Yeah, that's pretty bad. My power is 70, actually, so it's not too horrible.
Oh, you're a powerful young lady. But
well,
still.
Tell you what. I mean, remember, you can push it or you can buy down with your luck, which I forgot. You guys, you can actually roll for your luck since it's a new session. So go ahead and...
Oh, do you want us to roll luck now?
Yep, you can. You might be able to get some. So you need to fail your luck roll.
My luck roll. Okay.
I super demolished my luck.
You get
21.
A D10 back. Okay.
Awesome.
I got a 99 on that, so I get some luck.
6. Yeah, I got a 92 and I rolled a 6. That's nice.
All right. Cool. So that's how much luck you get back that you can use.
Wait. So I rolled a 21, then I roll a D10?
Yeah.
So if you rolled a 21, that means you probably passed your luck roll, which means you don't get any luck back.
You don't get any luck. Yeah. It's basically the more luck you have, the less likely it is you'll get more luck. So.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, cool. Never mind.
Oh, wow. So I rolled an 84 and I actually gained luck for that?
Yes.
You'll get luck for me. 10 luck.
Nice, right?
Crap. That is so great. I love failing luck rolls.
So, Alice, what you can do is you can spend the luck. Or you can spend 2 points of luck to make the roll because you said you have, 70 pow?
Yeah. I'm 70, so it'll only be 2. I'd like to do that.
Okay, sure. You could also re-roll it.
We're talking about 70, push rolls now?
Yeah, you can push the roll you're sensing something in the room, and maybe you start closing your eyes and opening your mind. You could push it. If you push it, you'll probably have some sort of bad thing happen to you, because that's what happens when you fail the push roll.
So is the deal with push rolls, like, if you fail... It goes real, real bad.
Exactly. So he's gonna. Okay. Something's gonna happen. I'll probably lose some sanity if.
So I should probably just re-roll it.
You can. You can just pay the 2. It's not that much luck, but it's up to you.
Yeah, I'm going to pay the two, honestly.
Okay, cool. So you're just kind of, you don't, this doesn't feel right. I mean, you're, there seems to be, nothing is happening in the room. Everybody's snoring. Nobody's changed. You know, their state is the same. Go ahead and do an intelligence roll.
All right. 74 and I'm 70 intelligence. Wow. I'm going to push that too.
Or push it, or you mean spend points on?
Well, spend luck on it, right.
Okay, so that's spending luck, yeah. Okay, so you're bringing it down. Nothing seems to be happening here, and you know that from what you read, when dawn comes, everybody's going to be dead. And, you know, it's getting later in the morning, so it's probably about 1 o'clock in the morning right now.
Is it daylight savings time? No, I'm just kidding. I know what time of year it is.
So I'm sensing that everyone's going to be dead in the morning.
Oh, you know it from what you just read. Okay. When she was threatening the pastor, you'll fall asleep and then you will die. And once dawn breaks, so it's everybody else can mull that through their mind as well. If you want to do
another, I
kind of agree. I think we need to go somewhere. If we just wait here, nothing good will happen.
Yeah, they're protected with these pumpkins, so it's a matter of us getting out there and finding, killing freaking Marine. Anyone else with me on that one?
I don't know. Should we take one of them pumpkins with us? Probably that fancy one with the biggest candle.
Yes. Let's bring my pumpkin.
Wielding. I can. I mean, I'm a pretty good fighter. I've killed a man, so
I got an axe.
Yeah, so in other words, one of you guys would need to hold it.
And I got me a shoddy. Boom.
All right. So what's the next moves?
This is getting really good.
Well, the story said that all of this happened in the woods out behind the cornfield, right?
It did.
I think we need to check there.
Is it close or is it like miles away? Where is it?
It's pretty far. You gotta go through the orchard, through the cornfield, and back to through the woods to where Altar Rock is.
Do we have no idea
where it's at.
Are we certain that if we were to go there, that it would? Like, do we have a good idea that if we were to go there, that would be the area to fix this issue?
Absolutely not.
No, we have no idea. So I don't think there's got to be something here that we can do. I don't feel like we need to go all the way over there.
Maybe there's something in the barn.
Let's go to the barn.
That's good. Good idea.
Okay.
Honestly, everything's happening at Altar Rock.
So. Now, it is dark out. It is very windy. So there are lamps around that you can take.
And we have a pumpkin.
And you have the pumpkin. So you're taking your badass wicked pumpkin.
Yes. My badass pumpkin, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're taking that badass pumpkin.
That's my job.
By the way, you're going to shoot a shotgun after this, and then we're going to use his pumpkin as the target.
Nice.
I'm kidding.
Don't you dare.
Okay. So you just...
We're leaving that thing for the fruit flies.
You just tell me what you're taking and what your plan is going up.
Okay. So now who is going to hold... Gertie and Don, who's going to hold the pumpkin? Because we're the...
I've got the... It's my pumpkin.
It's Gertie's pumpkin. I think
Gertie's holding the
pumpkin. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, based on the size, I'm pretty sure you're going to have both hands tied around that, right?
Yeah. I think it was a relatively big one.
Okay, yeah. So then I know, Ryan, what are you carrying? Shotgun, axe. I don't know. You might want to give the axe to – you can't use both.
You know
what? Both two.
No, actually, Gertie, why don't you do a luck roll, please?
Okay.
Oh, my.
Luck. I found a backpack.
Oh, my God. I got a 6.
Okay, yeah.
Gertie, what is going on with you?
Dude, that's awesome.
That is horrible. Why would you do that?
So, Gertie, yes, you actually, your pumpkin is not actually, it's handleable. You know, you can kind of hold it in one arm. It's not huge.
Okay.
But it's incredibly detailed. You don't know how you did it, but yeah, you do have it. So
okay,
you're setting up the other pumpkins in the house with the candle.
Yeah, one by each of the two entrances to the room where everyone is sleeping, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
And that's basically like the dining room.
No, it's the because there was a fireplace in that room, right?
Yeah, it's the right.
Living room. Okay, so people are like on the couches and
okay.
stuff.
So we had some other sharp items, right? Like I don't think I should have the knife, but I want some kind of sharp.
If we need knives, I'm just gonna slip into the kitchen and see what we got. There has to be like a garden knife.
No, we're good. I've got a razor blade. I got a straight edge razor blade.
Somebody won a knife last time. I don't remember who it was, but
oh yeah,
I actually think it was me.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So Donald, you have that knife.
Perfect. So he would need to wield the knife or Gertie would need to wield a knife, and Don, you'd probably want to hold the axe.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I can do that.
I promise not to lose it.
Okay. Again, so what? No. So you're just Thanks, are you Gertie. Just heading out with the lantern, or are you heading out to with a real lantern, a jack-o'-lantern? Are you going out with a jack-o'-lantern, or are you going out with a lantern?
No, I'll hold, because I have one hand open I have my blade in one hand, I'll hold the lantern. So I'm holding a lantern in my left hand.
Yeah, so we essentially have both.
Yeah, okay, so I'll be out in front.
Okay. So yes, you go outside. And,
you guys, just before we step outside, before we step out and start, what are we looking for?
Clues.
Clues to what?
Something strange is happening here.
Well, yeah.
History is repeating itself.
Gertie, you're freaking me out.
I do that sometimes.
Never mind. We got you.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, Don's hand on the axe is definitely shaking.
Okay.
He's...
So
Don is not all together.
Don is not happy with this plan. He is
shaky.
Yeah.
Poor question. Am I like, hey Corey, am I more like, am I more calm and I'm obviously freaking out, but still, am I like, am I that scared where I'm like shaking too or?
No, I think you're probably pretty brave. So I think you're okay.
Yeah, I've had some crazy crap happen.
Hey, you know what? Bravery is about facing up to your fear. It's not about not being afraid.
Yep, darn
right. I'm just going to posit that Don is plenty brave. He's just also terrified.
That's fine.
That's why you're in the middle, Don.
All right.
Are we going to the barn?
Yep. Sounds like you're going to the barn. So who's out front? Tell me. Tell me your order.
100% not me.
Alice is first because I got the lantern.
Okay.
Oh, Gordon will be at the back because I got the axe.
So you have a shot?
Don has the axe.
I missed that part.
Don.
Okay, so I have a shoddy and Don has my axe. Better be careful with my baby or I will break
Look at the guns. There is no shotgun shells, unfortunately.
It's a rifle.
Oh, man.
So we have to go with the rifles, don't we?
One of the rifles has ammo. The others does not.
How much ammo?
And are we able...
Five bullets.
Or shells, and is it semi... Is it a bolt action, obviously?
Oh, wow. We are way past my limits of gun knowledge right now.
Okay, wait. Yeah.
If he needs to reload.
It is a slide action rifle. It's a...
Okay. Now, can I suggest that I actually went upstairs and either grabbed the hammer or the razor blade and had that
in
my belt loop or pocket?
I already have
so that I have that on my side as well as having the rifle.
Sure, that's fine. Yep.
Oh wait, you said it's a Remington what?
Okay, so she has the razor blade, so I'll take the hammer.
It's a Remington what?
Something 45?
What's that?
It's a rifle, Scott.
Well,
rifle.
No.
What kind of rifle?
Oh,
was
I'm
that?
Sorry. It's a Remington Model 14A slide action rifle. So actually, what they are very badass. There's 5 rounds of 25 caliber ammo, and it is 2d6.
Damage. Okay, good. That's a pump action rifle, so we can load the whole thing.
It's not pump action; it's slide action.
Oh, it's not? So it's yeah.
The pump action makes that badass. All right, that's fine.
I guess the only question is, do we have a mag? You know, I hate to get too deep into it. I just need to know: does it need to reload after every shot?
Yes. So, well, no. Okay. You have a magazine of 5.
Okay, good. Okay. That's all I needed. Sorry.
And then you do a slide action, and it puts it loads an eggshell. So.
Yep. So you do have to reload, but it's quick reload.
Yeah.
It's automatic. It's semi-auto. Yeah.
I'm gonna pop me some squirrels.
Well, it's not semi-auto.
Again, way past my knowledge of guns. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, it's no auto whatsoever. It is
okay.
You
gotcha.
Back the, so you pull back slide. The slide and you put it back. Yeah.
So. Got it. Okay.
Okay, cool. So you guys head out. So what? It's Alice, then Gertie, then Donald, then Gordon. So all the girls are heading out first. That's awesome.
Yep.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Come on.
But Don's right behind him.
Okay, so you start heading out. Alice has and Gertie, she has. You're walking with your pumpkin behind.
Yes. I've got
Gertie, you weirdo.
So Alice she's walking out, and you know the wind is kicking up. You see the candle is flickering in the jack o' lantern, and it's even getting into the glass cover of the regular lantern.
The lantern, yeah.
And you start hearing like howling on the wind, and it seems just very strange, and like at points it's just like. Like very harsh, and it's very creepy. So you're getting near the farm, and actually, everybody do a pow check, please.
A pow check.
Pow, 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 pow. That's a no go for Gertie.
Okay.
Ooh. Wow, that's a 71, literally. I'm going to use another one to pass that check.
Oh, pass.
Okay.
So I use one luck, but I pass it.
Okay. Donald.
Donald's doing okay.
Yeah, Donald's there, and you feel something kind of go past your ear. What was your pow check, actually?
It was a 29.
Ooh, good one.
Out of?
40.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so yes, you actually feel something kind of go past your ear, and you hear a little squeaky voice go, "You'll die."
Oh!
So, Don's going to grab for Gertie's hand.
Okay. Yeah, you'll need to do a sand roll there. Please do.
Okay. That's an 84, so no.
Yeah, so we're going to say it's a D2 for that. You're freaked out. You're like,
Okay, and like I said, grab for Gertie's hand because she's okay. The nearest.
Okay, so what? How do you react to that?
Assume she's going for the hand, not holding onto the pumpkin.
I'm freaked out, so I'm just like scrambling. Oop, yep, that's a 2. Don's just gonna like scramble for the nearest hand. He's just freaked out. So,
okay.
Whichever hand is available, he's gonna try to grab it.
Okay, sure. Yeah, Gertie. That all of a sudden, Don just grabs her hand, and you continue to walk. And as you're going, it seems like whispers on the wind.
And he's gonna make a little yelpy sound, also.
So at that point, you actually, like you're about halfway between the house and the barn, and all of a sudden, everybody make dodge rolls, please.
Dodge?
Really? Okay.
Oh,
shoot.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh shit! Hold on. What's my dodge?
Wait,
oh,
you failed. Okay.
What is the answer? What is the answer to the universe and everything? Someone answer.
42.
42. That is my roll.
Okay. So out of that was a fail.
Okay. So actually, you hear a cackling. All of a sudden, a very audible cackling.
Oh my god!
She's here.
Oh, I got 33 out of 35.
You pass. Feel these rotten apples just hurl out of the darkness, and they hit you on the side of the head or wherever, whoever didn't dodge. And you look at them, and they are maggoty and just fully rotten.
Oh,
and
who's just rotten apples, man? Really?
So, actually, everybody do a POW check at that point.
Wait, everybody or just people who got hit?
Everybody.
Okay.
I passed 35 out of 70.
Oh my god! I did pass that 20.
Yeah, regular success on for me on the power check.
Strong success. Okay.
What's a really good success for 70?
Yeah, I got strong success.
The hard
half
success.
Or a fifth. Those
yeah, hard is hard is a half.
Those are the cutoffs.
Extreme
hard.
Is a fifth. Extreme. So
I had a hard success there.
Okay, cool. So I got a hard success.
We put you on a different screen here, and whoever saw it, at first off, you audibly heard this. So everybody, do a sanity check that this thing happened just out of the blue. You don't see anybody out there except...
I rolled a 7. Don's got it. He's...
Oh, 22.
Don and Gertie are just clinging to each other, and that seems to be shoring them up. They seem to be doing okay.
Whoever made a hard POW check, you do see this. I don't know if you're... You might want to look at the roll 20 now.
Sure, yeah.
Ugly.
What is that?
Yeah, that thing, it's a ethereal being that you see just it just kind of shrieks and then runs away into the bushes. So
it looks like an evil sloth. Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
If it looks like Malfoy. If you got the POW, go ahead and roll let's do a 2d4.
You mean if we pass the POW check?
Right. If you got the hard and you saw this thing, go ahead and do a 2D, the sanity is going to go up if you saw this thing. So go ahead and roll your sanity check. If you fail, it's going to be 2D4.
Nope, super pass.
I rolled a sanity check.
Go ahead and do a 1D2.
On that.
I got 29.
So a D2 if we pass?
If you pass, right. Because this just is just like hideous. It looks like some sort of weird ghost.
And just as an FYI, I've now lost 5 sanity within this.
So okay. 2 is
within this gaming session.
What's your 20%? Because that's what you got to worry about.
Oh yeah, let me check.
So 5 and 1 in 1 go is that would cause a temporary insanity. But right now, yeah, go ahead and, I'm sorry, guys. You're not as familiar as well. Go ahead and take your original sanity and divide it by 1/5. And if you lose that many points, let me know. And you'll get a temporary insanity.
Yay. I might actually need you to resend me my character sheet because I'm having trouble loading it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's 14, and if I roll a 14, or if I...
If you lose 14, it is bad.
I do not. Yes. I just lost... No, I thought I lose 1.
Over the session, if you lose 14, then... Right. So okay, that's when you go temporarily insane. Donald?
70. I've lost him.
Yeah, you have 70.
It looks like we could cast magic. We have magic points.
Because of Cosanity.
So that's what you see. It's damn scary. This thing just came out of nowhere. And you can
like an evil sloth. That's
you can
like,
also see other tittering. You can see other tittering, or hear other tittering out in the distance. You know what? Before that happened, your candle snuffed out.
Whose candle?
The one that's in the... there's pumpkin. A big gust of wind, and then the pumpkin candle
you
snuffed out before that happened.
Oh, okay. Gosh. Okay.
Ooh.
So, you have matches.
Well, we have the matches, so why don't we relight it?
Yep. That'd be absolutely fine.
Let's do that if it is reasonable. Like you said, it's pretty windy out here, though.
And
right?
That is a sand check fail, by the way.
Oh, okay.
You need to roll sand just then.
Right. So,
I'm not sure that you did, but.
For which one?
I don't know. Did you need me to roll sand just then?
If you already rolled it, did you roll it for the guy? The guy that you saw? Okay, yes. That would be a 2d4 if you missed it.
Okay, yep. Things are not going well for Don. He's on edge.
For Don.
And if anybody looks at Don, you'll notice that his fingertips are bleeding because he has bitten his fingernails way down past the point of normality. And his fingertips are raw.
Oh, our pumpkin went out, so you're on your own, dude.
Now, I'm just saying, like, you if no you light. Were to look at Don's hands, you would see that they're bleeding because he's bitten his finger.
After we light the pumpkin, we look at Don's hands and see the nubs.
Now, Don, you have to start so, nipping at the first layer of skin.
He's there. That's what he's doing right now. He's nibbling.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. You do see that. It seemed very okay. Actually, go ahead and do an intelligence roll. All of you.
Can. Everyone?
Yep. Everybody? Oh, let's see. Not much. What do I got?
Nope. Did not make that.
Okay. Oh my god! I just rolled really got another 20.
Going intelligence.
So I got
just a regular pass.
Regular pass. He's regular a smart success. Dude, and he's on this.
Okay, what you noticed is the wind snuffed out, and that's where you saw this event happened. The wind snuffed out the candle, and all of a sudden, it seems like these weird things that were in the distance got closer, and that's where the maggoty apples were thrown at you.
That pumpkin's the only thing that's protecting us, guys.
I gotta get that son of a bitch lit.
We gotta make sure that thing stays lit.
Yeah, I'm gonna actively try to like guard the holes to it to make sure wind doesn't get in. Assuming I'm able to relight it again.
Yeah.
Are you able to relight it again? How did we light it in the first place? Did we have matches or something?
We got matches. We found them up in the upstairs
bathroom. Box of matches. Yeah, you're good. You're able to get down. Everybody huddles around and you light it back up again. So not a problem. So, okay. So, but you do have to, with all this wind kicking up, once in a while, I'm going to do some checks and it might okay. go out.
I'm going to actively try to use both of my hands to cover holes and things like that.
Cool. And we are halfway to the barn, so we are almost there.
Okay. So you get to the barn, you go on in, it's cracking. The doors are kind of, in the wind, they're smacking together and making a lot of noise. So you pull off the bolt and you go in. And what are you doing there?
Well, first I look for anything that I can light up as a light source so that we can see.
There is another. There's another one in there. Oh well, you still have your regular lantern. Who?
No, I want to look for anything else that's like hanging or anything.
Alice
that
had the
light
lantern,
and it'll give us ambient lighting while we're walking around or.
Sure. Yeah. No. There is another one in there. Yeah. There's definitely another lantern in there.
Okay. I will go and use the matches to light that.
Okay. No problem. So you do. You light it up, and it's just a normal barn. There's cows in here. They're milling around. Lots of farm implements. You know, you're seeing like pitchforks and. all sorts of things like that. Yeah. So, I mean, basically, whatever's in a barn, that's what you see. It looks like a pretty run-of-the-mill barn.
All right, guys, there's nothing in here. Let's head out there, and we will do our trek into the woods and see if we can find anything.
Okay.
I'm just going to grab a pitchfork while I'm in here.
You can. That would be fine. Let's call that a D6. D6 piercing.
Just in case I need
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean,
excuse me.
Knows?
They actually have it. They have it listed. It's a D8.
Wait, pitchfork is listed as its own thing?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a
1D8. Okay. Yep. No, I grab a pitchfork.
Okay. You have a pitchfork.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do a spot hidden before we leave just to make sure I don't see anything that's out of the norm.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And 26.
The only thing you really notice, I mean, other than if you wanted to find some sort of farm implement in here, it's in here. But it's just the obviously the animals are a little off kilter too. You can tell that they're having some problems in this.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that there's something wrong.
Does it seem that they're anxious or yeah, like?
Very anxious.
Tell me what the animals look like. Okay.
Very nervous, like they're making a lot of noise and shuffling around, like they're uncomfortable.
I know something about animals, and those things are not comfortable at all.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy, definitely.
All right, so I say we go out and check those woods back there.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Don just say she's with us.
Yeah.
And if you look at Don's hand again on the pitchfork, his knuckles are bright white.
All right, Don, you better keep it together now because we're going out there.
He is freaked out. He's going to try his best, but he's losing it just a little bit.
Spartans never surrender.
Okay. We got to keep that candle lit now, guys.
So you start wandering out, are you taking the other, the other lantern with you?
Of course we are.
Yeah, we are. We're going to take the other lantern with us, and do you guys think that the rifle should be at the front and then the jack-o'-lantern right behind the rifle holding
guys, no one has a free hand. We can't handle another lantern.
I'd have to drop it to shoot the rifle, but I can hold one.
Well, you can hold it. Yeah, you would have to drop it, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah. So, we'll do a dex roll, and then if we'll see how you do putting down the lantern when you want to shoot. And if you fail your dex roll, then you need to take a die on your shot.
I would prefer that the person behind me is holding the lantern so I can see while I'm holding the rifle if anyone has a free hand to hold the lantern and be behind me, and then the jack-o'-lantern will be behind them.
I got the axe and a pitchfork, but I can put the lantern over my elbow or something.
Yeah, the axe and a pitchfork. I mean, that's a two-handed axe, so,
Instead of the axe.
Yeah, Don's just nervous. He's just grabbing everything he has. Like, regardless.
Right. Well, I'm going to try and convince Don to put the pitchfork down and just wield the axe, or whichever they're more comfortable with.
Okay. Why do you think that would be a good idea?
Because then you can actually swing it with two hands if need be.
Yeah, but what if I need the pitchfork?
I mean, then...
I don't know. Is somebody going to take the pitchfork? I just don't feel good. I think maybe if we need a pitchfork, we might need a pitchfork. That's just all I'm saying. I think maybe we should take the pitchfork with us.
I have a rifle. Who has the jack-o'-lantern?
What if we need to poke something? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, you're walking towards, you see that you need to go through from your hayride the last week. You have to go through this immense... you have to go through the orchard, and then you got to get through the cornfield, And then on the far side of the cornfield, there's the haunted woods that they're always talking about. So, yeah, you move forward, I guess, through the orchard?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead and do a spot hidden. As you're getting closer to you're walking through the orchard, you're not seeing much. There's a couple tittering, a lot of tittering on the wind, but it seems like these things aren't getting close to you.
I failed. Whatever.
Okay. Anybody else have a spot hidden roll?
Are we all doing it?
Yes. Yeah. Anybody, it's, you know, you're just looking in the halo of the light.
Nope, that's a fail.
Okay.
Gertie fails as well.
Oh, well, crap. I just, like, kind of deleted my D20 app on this thing.
Ryan's roll is 76. So okay. No.
So, yeah. So, the wind is whipping around. You know, the apples are... What's left, like, a single apple or two are waving on the tree. The wind is howling when you get over to the cornfield. And actually, everybody roll a luck roll, please.
Okay. Ryan's luck roll is?
Super no. That was an 85.
Ryan's is 36.
So, pass.
Mine is...
Incredifail.
So you said luck roll, right?
Yes, please.
Mine is a success.
Okay, so what was your luck roll? Donald, what was your super fail that you're talking about?
That was an 85.
85. Okay, so it's not a super fail, so that's okay.
No, no. It wasn't like a...
It
was
so,
just a fail.
Alice and Gertie are up a front, and they're you're getting very near to the cornfield, and it's looking a little bit frightening. And all of a sudden, Gordon sees out of the corner of his eye, it flips out of like a grove of trees, and Gordon sees as you're standing there and you're walking past. If you look on roll 20, a hideous looking scarecrow rushes out.
What the heck is that thing? Wait, it's rushing at us? Like,
yes, it pops out of the grove of trees on your left.
Okay.
And it's just wandering in, or sorry, it's running in. Go ahead and do a... Let's see here. Go ahead and do a spot hidden. We'll see if you see this thing coming at you. See if you do a dodge.
Oh my god.
I did not succeed that.
Okay. Well, actually, it is attacking Donald.
I did. I succeeded.
Oh. Okay, good. So you can dodge. It is going to attack you. I mean, if you wish to.
What I'd like to do, because I was holding on to Gertie's hand before.
Okay.
And since I had a chance to see it, I would like to just like throw myself for full force. Wow, I can talk. Full force against Gertie and try to knock her to the ground.
Okay, you do
to try to drag us both out of the way.
Okay, so as you see this. It looks like one of the scarecrows you saw when you were walking through here picking apples, and now it's got like a wicked stitched grin on its face, and it silently is just throwing a wooden arm at you. So actually, everybody, do a sanity roll, please.
I wonder why. Ooh, that's a fail.
Okay, that's a 1d6 for. Seeing the scarecrow.
Oh, 6 damage.
Oh,
ow.
6 insanity? Uh-oh.
Yep. I didn't lose a lot before that, so I'm okay.
Right, well, actually, but you lost more than 5, so that's a temporary insanity. Go ahead and roll a D10, please.
A D10?
Please.
Yep.
Oh.
The insanities are coming at you. How'd you do?
Gail?
Come on. What'd you roll?
What did I roll?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was like Gail again.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. It's not damage.
Oh, sorry. I got a 1 on the D10.
You got a 1. Actually, okay. You just straight out, you have passed out.
Okay.
So you fall to the ground. Oh no, dude, a luck roll.
I know what that's for. I know what that's for. 72.
Ooh.
I did not make that luck roll.
I'm gonna give you one more luck roll. You see, fearfully, Dawn, as you try to get in front of her, she turns around, sees this thing, falls, and she's falling right on the pumpkin. So do one more luck roll, please.
Oh, that was way worse.
Oh no! So yes, how bad was it?
It was that second one was a 90.
No.
I'm gonna have to say the pumpkin falls underneath her and smashes.
Wow, that's not good, guys.
And now you hear the chittering out in the wind is coming closer.
Okay, and Dawn, like, as he's trying to like scramble to the side and he's holding the hand, her hand still. Okay.
Well, actually, to, like, drive her this over. Guy is hitting you, so. It is trying to club you with one of its sticky arms. So what would you do?
I'm holding an axe still, right?
Okay. So you want to fight back then?
Yeah. No. I'm just going to swing wildly with the axe at the arm that's trying to hit me.
Okay. So we're gonna do a brawl against each other here. So let's go ahead and you roll your brawl. I'll roll mine.
Sure.
So how'd you do?
I rolled a 52.
A 52.
How's that doing? Yeah.
Is that a miss on yours?
That is a miss.
Okay. So yeah, you this hand or this whatever arm swaps at you and hits you right across the head. 3 points of damage. He puts
okay,
a cut across
ow.
Your scalp. So you take 3.
Okay. Gonna yelp and blindly swing again in fear.
Okay. Well, now let's go to Dex order here. We'll do that.
Okay.
So go ahead and what's everybody's Dex? Unfortunately, it looks like Gertie, go ahead and give roll me a D10 to see how many rounds you're passed out.
Oh, that is 8 rounds.
Oh!
8? Yes. That's crap. So many!
Oh, you are one sleepy little girl.
You know what? Okay, tell you what. Give me a luck roll. That's okay. You know what? As she falls down with the pumpkin, Gertie, give me a D3, please.
A D3, okay. I got a D6 and then divide by 2.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's a 2, so therefore it's a 1.
Okay. So as you fell away with the pumpkin and this thing started coming in, you see like a blaze of fire pop up on its sleeve. And as you fall away, it goes away. But it damaged this thing. The pumpkin, the jack-o'-lantern seemed to have damaged it somehow. So, you passed out, unfortunately. Everybody else notices that, I guess.
So you can't help us. All right.
What is everybody's dex, please?
I wish I could tell you, but every time I try to open the character sheet, the app closes.
I did resend it to you. But let
no,
me,
you
let
did.
Me
every, just every time I try to open it, everything crashes.
Okay. No
so
problem.
That's
let me,
not...
Let me find it. I will open it here, and I'll give you the advice of what you
get. Well, my dex let me know what my dex is, please.
So Gertie has a dex of 65. That's kind of irrelevant.
And that Alice is because 50. She is passed out.
I have 55.
What is Don's dex?
55.
What? So how did everybody else do on the sand rolls? Because everybody has one.
Yeah, I did great. I have like a 19, something like that.
Okay. One second. So you take zero.
17, sorry.
Your brain holds together, because I assume that's not your role, or that's below your role.
Because it looked like my mom. It looked like my mom, so.
Well, I rolled a 60 out of 59.
Okay. What is your sanity currently?
59.
Sanity? Oh, okay. Yeah. So what was your roll?
I rolled a 60. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
The heck is my highlight?
You need to roll a D6, and I will try to get you a picture of Mr. Sutton here. So give me 2 seconds.
Wait, no, Uncle. I gotta roll a D6. So here, I'll roll for you.
No.
Woman? I mean,
I said, and... crap, well, I rolled a 2.
Okay, well, it's only 2.
Though, right?
That's good, yes. That's very good. So
what'd
check
you roll,
your...
Scott?
He didn't take any.
Nothing.
So, okay. So, there you have it. So, sorry, I'm trying to find out what yours is, aren't we? Give you 2 secs.
You okay there?
Don't die.
Trying not to. Choking on sandwich.
No. The best way to die. That's fine.
Yep, exactly. And it's ham, so I would cry while I was dying. Like, you know.
I would say that hugging a koala is the best way to die.
Are koalas lethal? They do have chlamydia. That is a thing that we should keep
what?
In mind.
What?
Why do you think really? I'm hugging them?
I'm just suggesting, give it a Google, koala chlamydia.
So
I don't care. Have you seen those ears?
Just Google it.
Have you seen those ears? Who cares?
They're so cute, though.
So what if I would eat eucalyptus if it gave me chlamydia and they were koalas.
But what if I kissed a koala? Could I get chlamydia from kissing a koala?
No, probably.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds horrible.
I would like to snuggle a koala.
Okay, your no, dex is 60.
Just warning you to be careful.
Mr. Sutton.
Okay, yep.
60. So let me, I'm going to try to copy this for you. I will send
yeah,
you
my so Word just like every so. Time I open the doc, it crashes. So
yeah, you know, I might have to do something about that. Obviously, it looks like weird. Okay, so let me do here.
But anyway, my dex is 60 and I just rolled a 10.
Oh, well, ooh. You fail.
That's not how I interpret that at all.
Do you guys
great. No, he just did like an Indiana Jones roll. He like grabbed his hat. It was great.
Let's see here. Give me 2.
And he decapitated the monster.
Awesome. Yeah, so, well, we can roll for initiative if you like. I was just going to go by dex order, but if you like... just because we're kind of short on time, obviously. It's getting a little bit late.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just do dex order. And then if you want to do this next time, I'm totally up for it. But with tired brain and everything else, it kind of works out. So.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So who had the highest? 65, right? Oh, but she's down. Damn it.
Is that is that Gertie?
That's Gertie. The unconscious Gertie.
So is 60
buddy.
Next?
Okay.
Is 60 next? Because that would mean that would be Donald.
That would be Donald, yeah.
Now, the thing is, now, since you already took an action with what you did, how's that going to work? You'll take a penalty die on on your roll, yeah.
Get excited.
Okay, so just quickly, what's happening right now is that there's a terrifying scarecrow barreling towards me? Is that what's happening?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I've still got the axe, though.
You know what? You know what? That's not true. What's going to happen is it... Well, no, it wouldn't either.
Yeah, no, I just want to understand what's going on right now.
Right, this thing is trying to... It hit you once already. And it's
Yes, it did. It
if
hurt.
If you attack it, it's going to try to attack you back. So...
Well, it already attacked me once, and I'm holding an axe, so I'm going to swing at it, however wildly.
So yeah, and you both, you know, you both already acted, so we're just gonna say it's gonna be a straight roll. So go ahead and roll your axe. I'll roll this one.
Yep.
Yes or no? What? Miss?
Yes. That's okay. No, that's a hit.
Oh, it's a hit. Okay, good. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and roll the axe, which I think. Yeah, it's
D6?
On Gordon's sheet. Do you have it? I think it's like a D8.
Actually. Yeah, it's a 50. Oh, no, it's a 1D8 plus 2 plus
DB.
DB.
Okay, I don't have a damage bonus, so that's 6 points of damage.
Oh.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, you hit it right through the... right through the body, and you feel it kind of crack a little bit when you do that. So yeah, and it's actually, you can see that it's kind of weaving back and forth on the stick. So it looks like it's pretty hurt, whatever this thing was.
Okay. And then instead of pulling the axe back, I'm just going to like lean into it and throw all of my weight forward and try to like shove my weight through the axe.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know either. I'm just saying that's what Don's doing.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. That means that the axe is...
You know what I mean? Like, he got... Like, he put the axe...
Gonna go forward and try and push your
weight. He didn't put it all the way through something, apparently, right? Like, he sort of wedged it in.
We're gonna say
and he's gonna take this moment to just sort of...
You definitely heard it.
Launch all of his weight forward into...
Okay. You can do that next round.
Yep, I'm just saying, like,
okay.
Just so you know, that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Don, you were definitely a Viking in your previous life.
okay, so who is next? Under 60.
Under 60? Dex, that's me. 50.
Okay. Bye. Well, what about Gordon?
Oh, 55.
Oh, 55, yeah, so, that's you next.
Well, 55 would go next.
Yep, never mind.
Okay, well,
oh man, I'm trying to think in this situation. I really want to light the scarecrow on fire, but that's a horrible idea.
Well, especially with the wind.
Oh, the wind, the all over, and, you know, that's just a horrible idea. I don't want to shoot the scarecrow because it's a scarecrow. That's a waste of a bullet, but okay. Going up and then just like trying to.
Hey, question to play something.
Oh, no. I was just going to say you could use your rifle as a club if you'd like to do that.
That's what I was saying. I think I'm going to try and just like bash the scarecrow I'm hoping I can do it in a way that would make the axe do more damage, you know, like bash it up into the chin so that it flies up while the axe is going down. And, you know,
I thought Rory was going to say,
wow, we're talking physics here. This is good. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
I want to make the axe do more damage by bashing the scarecrow in a way that it's flying backwards while the axe is going through it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The axe might go through you too. So,
what? No,
I am standing out of the way of the axe, though. Okay, well, I'll bash the scarecrow in the face with the butt of the rifle while the axe is going through it. How about that? We'll try that.
Yeah, just hit it because this you're like 10 years old. I don't know if all this coordination's really.
Don't forget,
I've seen a cannibalistic cult eat a little girl, so that's I think true. I know.
So go ahead and roll it, and he will attack back. But he will have. Oh, what? You have a bonus die, actually.
Okay, so I roll a 65.
But you have a bonus die.
And the bonus die is 10, right? 1d10?
No, no.
Isn't it that you roll the tens place?
Yeah, you roll the tens place for to see if you get a better one.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, I just rolled that twice. Wait.
What?
Well, actually, do your dex check, because you actually have the lamp in your hand. So you're going to have to put that down.
No way, do I?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You told me you wanted to hold the rifle.
God damn it.
I swear we changed that up at the last second, but okay.
No, you
okay, so. Okay, so I roll a dex check, which is a fail.
Can he drop it?
So we're gonna, oh yeah, no, it's fine. You put it. Well, if you drop it, you might break it.
That's what I was trying to set it down to where you know it doesn't break, but it doesn't. It's not a very gentle sit down.
Okay, let's put it this way: if you break it. If you just put it down like you did and you failed the dex check, you'll just have a penalty die to your attack.
I'll just put it down.
Okay. So go ahead and do. So you, basically, you don't have the bonus die anymore. So what was your first roll? Did you roll?
My first roll was a 65.
Okay, so that is a miss.
Yes, it is.
Actually, yeah. It tries to swing back at you and it misses as well. Alice.
Yep, I'm going to stab this motherfucker in the eye.
Good job, Alice. All right, wait, what are you stabbing with? Do you have the knife?
Yeah, no, I've had my switchblade in my hand the entire time.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, okay. My switchblade is in my right hand and my the lantern is in my left hand. The question is, should I put down the lantern or just swing?
It's one-handed, so it should be fine.
Yeah, I would just swing. Yeah, there's no reason for you to put
okay,
it down.
We'll give you this. If bad things could happen if you botch a roll. So you might break the lantern on
right.
or on you, something like that. So
well, I think my first instinct is not going to be to put down the lantern. The first instinct for me is going to be just to swing. So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Okay. Cool.
So what was, let's see. I got a 25.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, what is it, my attack or what am I?
Yeah, yeah, do attack. And then, well, you also get a bonus die because it's already, you're basically surrounding this thing.
Okay. So I got a regular attack and then I got to do the damage. You get a bonus die. 1d4 plus bonus die.
Maybe you can get a better roll.
Okay, so I did 2 damage plus a bonus die. What's the bonus die that I'm rolling?
Oh well, roll your percentile again, and you take the lowest number because it will be your best roll. So roll the first the tens position twice, and then take the best one with a bonus.
The tens, the D10.
Yeah. No, no, no.
The D100.
D100, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm not down with all the lingo yet. All right, 76 is that one.
And then roll it again.
Well,
okay.
You already did the other one, right?
Oh, I see.
26, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you only
you
rolled
take the 26.
You only roll this one, the tens die. That one. You roll that one twice. And take the lowest. So you your lowest was like 70 or something?
I thought it was 20.
Oh, did you get a 20?
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry. Good.
I rolled a D100, which was a 25. Then I rolled the D2. Then I rolled the D2 or
okay.
4 for damage.
No problem. So you feel it and you pop it right in the side of the head.
And, yes.
Yes.
You feel it go in and it kind of turns its head at you while it's being ripped open. And looks at you with malice. So it doesn't look to have harmed it at all. It did do something.
Wait a minute. You said while it's being ripped open, but it doesn't look to have harmed it?
It's stuffing. A bunch of straw comes out. But
get excited. We need to set it on fire.
That's extremely alarming. Okay.
We need to set it on fire.
So, Let's see here.
We need to get to a round where either Ryan or I would, if we smashed the lantern on it, would that possibly set it on fire?
It would, and it might possibly set you on fire, but that's okay.
That's okay. Worth the risk, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, on a scale of 1 to Wicker Man, how are we feeling right now?
Wicker freaking Man. Now, can I?
So, Agrioti, at this point, you already hit him. So, let's go ahead. Let's do a group luck roll. We won't use Gertie. So, use the lowest luck out of the
Yeah. Point. Gertie's out.
All right, I'm 57 luck.
What's Ryan?
Ryan is, hold on.
Oh, crap. Yeah, so
Ryan is 97 luck. You're 97, so.
Oh,
no.
What? 97 luck? How's that?
Wait. What am I rolling?
No. What is the lowest luck? You look at the lowest luck in the party, and that's the one you roll.
I wish I could tell you. Like I said, every time I open it, it crashes. So I can't tell you what my luck is right now.
I will tell you. Sorry about that. And actually, I'm going to send this to you now. So.
Wait, so my luck is now 38 because I've knocked off a few of them.
Right. Okay, so you have 38. What do you have, Ryan?
Ryan, what's your luck, Ryan?
Swipe over.
Ryan's luck is... Has it changed? Is it still 40?
Yeah, should be.
Okay, cool. He hasn't lost any luck. So,
so 38 so far, and I will look at Donald's really quick before I send it.
Thanks. Yeah. No, I just, every time I tried to open the PDF, the whole thing crashes.
No, it's all screwed up.
So, Gertie is 61.
It's FUBAR.
Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, you're a little bit out of it there, Gertie, unfortunately. Your luck. How much have you spent tonight? Any?
I haven't spent any luck, no.
Okay. You have 60, so you had a lot of luck. But I will send this to you so you have it.
Thank you.
Okay. Sent. Okay, so you got a DocX now. Sorry about that. Okay, so Thanks. Yes, Scott, it is your luck on this.
Okay. All right, cool. So I roll, like, what do I do then?
Roll luck, and you don't want to miss it.
Okay, so it's a D100, right?
Yes. All right, cool. Roll under your luck.
Oh, mother. Oh, 79. Nope, fail.
Okay. So, yes. Everybody do the power roll again, please.
All right. I got a 17. That's a it's a powerful roll.
Okay.
What was it?
That's a pass. Passed okay. by me. Regular
pass. Is this a regular pass?
Anything okay. interesting?
How'd you do, Ryan?
Ryan's is, hold on, I have to roll for him.
I misread that. That's actually a fail.
Wow, Ryan's is a 16.
Okay, so yes.
He rolled an 87, so Don did not pass that roll.
No problem. So what you see is you see kind of a swish as you hear that little chittering noise, and it's cackling as it like sails through. And once again, you guys, the two that actually made the power roll, you see another one of these stupid little beings. It's this ugly cut-mouthed whatever the thing is with the glowing eyes. It looks spectral as it flies past you. So the people that made the power roll, you take a D4. And Gail, you'll take a D3 sanity because these things...
Of course I will. Okay, and just in terms of total amount of sanity loss, just FYI, hold on, I'm going to roll this and we're going to see. But it's adding up. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Yep, that's a 3. So he's now up to 11 points of sanity lost in just this session.
Okay, so unfortunately you're not just doing so well. Just
FYI, yeah.
Three more
FYI.
Never that many all at once, but it's added up.
So how did you guys do on your sanity rolls?
You know what?
Uber awesome.
Yeah. I did a 17, Ryan did a 16.
No, that was a power roll. Now you have a sanity roll.
I'm sorry. Let me roll again. Mine is 74.
Okay, so that's a D4 for you.
Yep.
Or did I say, actually, you know what? I'm sorry, it's 2D4. Sorry about that.
Okay, so 2D4 damage?
2D4, or sorry, 2D2, excuse me. So you roll a 2D2.
Damage.
So it's a maximum of 4, but you're going to take one extra. At least.
Okay, so I just rolled a POW, and that is...
No, you want to
I rolled 46, and my power is 60.
So 4.
No, no, now it's sanity. Now you're doing your sanity roll, because you
Oh, dang it. So I rolled 46.
No. Okay. Sanity roll. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what I just rolled. I just rolled a 46, whatever rolling for I rolled.
What is your sanity?
My sanity is 60.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's actually 56. Sorry, 56.
Well, it's okay. You're still underneath, right, with the 46?
Yeah, I'm still underneath it. I lost 4 earlier.
So take a D2 sanity damage from seeing that.
Okay, a D2
still mega freaky, but you're stealing yourself. You're okay.
And I rolled a 2.
Okay, so you take two of it, 2 sanity, and you want to keep that keep track of that for your 20%. Okay, so next round. Oh, actually, no, it's this thing's round. We'll say it attacked first last time, so we're just going to go with that. So we're back at the top of the round, so it would have been Gertie, but unfortunately she is bubbling away. 55?
Yep. Poor little Gertie.
Anyone else notice how pale she is? She's paler than usual.
Even paler than usual.
She is.
She's not looking great.
Whiter than sour cream.
So 55, that would be Donald and whoever. There's another 55, isn't there? Either Gordon or...
I have a 50.
No, wait, what were we talking about?
Right,
it might just be Don.
I'm 55. Dex? We're talking about Dex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so both of you guys, it's your turn. These ghostly little things have passed through you. And seem to be running off into the night again. And now you have this horrific scarecrow just stumbling around, and it looks like it's going to attack you again at some point.
I'm just going to throw myself at the scarecrow with my axe.
And where is the jack-o'-lanterns out, right?
It is crushed. It is destroyed, unfortunately.
Okay, so
you're not protected.
Don is going to hurl himself axe first. Okay. Not that he's great at this, but he's going to do his best at the scarecrow.
Okay, tell you what. We're not going to do this all the time, but I will give you a bonus die.
Thank you.
But, let's see. You know, I'm going to give him a bonus die too, though. Because... Well, because you're flying at him.
I mean, yeah, basically just like hurling his whole body
right
behind his axe.
He's going to
at
swing
at
you.
Like, it's not particularly organized. He's just
throwing
himself in that
not organized.
Direction.
So that's why he's going to have a bonus die to hit you back. So
all right.
So that's what happens if you want to do that. So go ahead and
That's what's happening. Like, it's already happening. We can't control it. We can't stop it.
Awesome. Okay, go ahead and roll yours. Let me know what you got.
A 13.
Ooh, nice. Now, what is that in comparison to your brawl?
Okay. Oh, no, there's this whole thing. I need to now pull that up and check that.
It's 25. You got a 25 brawl, and you got a 13.
Oh, okay. So he did great.
It did pretty well. Yeah.
Considering that he has a 25 brawl, he did great. I got to stand up for Donald right here. Like, he's not a brawler, but
cool.
he has a lot of heart. So
go ahead and roll a D8 plus 2 plus your damage bonus.
Oh, he does not have a damage bonus. Six damage.
Actually, his damage bonus is minus 1. So I guess it's minus 7. 1.
I have 5, rather, damage.
5? 5 damage?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Actually, it tries to rip at you, and it misses.
Oh, good. Okay.
And you feel you just basically swing through the thing, and it just cracks over and falls to the ground. Woo! So at that point, you guys are all kind of out of breath. Excuse me, out of breath. And actually, go ahead and do listen rolls.
Okay, I'm just saying Don's feeling great right now. He doesn't usually mm-hmm. get to feel super, like, virile and masculine, and this is, like, a great moment for him.
Good one. And I am not hearing crap.
I failed 90.
Nope, nothing.
Okay. I have 70.
Go ahead and do a... go
is
ahead and
Gordy
do a...
still passed out?
Well, I will say this, that, you know, people who are in a coma can hear everything. So, technically.
Well, actually, this time, guys, do a spot hidden.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so what you see in the halo of the light,
nope.
Basically, there is a scarecrow stand far off that you saw.
It was a hard success, by the way.
Okay. You can see just out of the light. You see that there's one near you, like the post that the scarecrow was on, and it's mm-hmm. empty. And you look probably about 50 feet away down the other way, and you see some rustling in the corn and another empty post.
Mm. Oh, no. Okay.
So... at that, I think we're going to call it there. There's a little point of drama
okay.
there. Something's going on. So, so there you go. So we'll stop there. Thank you for playing, and thanks for playing
thank
a little
you for
late here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can't change this picture for next time. You
that's
know
intense. That's intense.
And
yeah,
you had a lot of adventure there. So I think you know we got even more. Oh, it's Gertie, I'm sorry about that magnificent pumpkin.
Poor Gertie.
That's crap.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, Gertie, your new nickname is Rambo. Just heads up.
So okay. All right. Well, what we'll do, we'll pick it up next time on the 22nd, and you guys have some more company coming forward. It looks like.
So I'm sure we do.
Uh-oh. Scarecrow missing from a post and a box of matches in a pocket. What?
And a straight razor blade.
Straight razor blade. That's not for scarecrows.
Wait, who has the knife, by the way? Who has that black metal knife?
Oh, that's true. Somebody has it.
Did we establish that? I don't know. I have the axe.
Yeah, I've had that the entire
Gertie
time.
I think might have had the knife.
I would have. I took
out.
I took the pocket knife that you won.
Yeah, I have the ritual dagger, which is what I was actually
okay.
about to pack the scarecrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm glad somebody has it. We didn't just be like, "Hey, check that out."
I think somebody would have taken that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have that. Gordon has that.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for playing. And actually, we'll get together on the 22nd, and it looks like we'll have another session. Because actually,
sounds
too far that one.
Good.
So
I mean, we keep wandering afield, but like that's okay.
That's all right. 22nd. It's all right. All right.
Yeah.
And lots of fun.
Thank you guys.
Thanks for playing.
Yep.
Have a good night. Good week. We'll see you later.
All right. Have a good one, guys. Nah.
Thanks for listening. Join us next time in Dunwich when the last of the Morgan great-grandchildren arrives late and the reunited kids raid the ghosts and ghoulies that roam Dunwich on a Halloween night in order to save their families. Music by Kevin MacLeod. www.incompetech.com